On the show today, we have TransUnion's very own Sean Donnelly. He's giving us the latest TransUnion global fraud analysis for Q2. Some very interesting information, a mixed bag, if you will, but most of it is actually really good news, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have TransUnion's very own Sean Donnelly on the program. Sean, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Michael. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. I always enjoy the folks from TransUnion. When you guys come on, you guys have such great information. The research that you guys do is so helpful to not only us, but credit unions out there as well. And today's conversation is going to be no different because your TransUnion global fraud analysis for Q2 is out. And let's just dive right into it. Can you provide a quick overview of this latest fraud analysis for Q2? Because it sounds like there's a mixed bag of information, but it seems mostly some good news, I'm assuming here.
There's a lot of good news, except for the insurance industry.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's probably the most notable part of the analysis is that, you know, for two quarters straight now, we've seen growth in digital fraud attempts in the insurance industry. And that's unusual because fraudsters tend to jump from segment to segment, you know, market segments, you know, each quarter. So to see this growth quarter after quarter, year over year, is significant.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it could be attributed to the sign of the times. I mean, we have inflation right now. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the fraud that we're seeing in the insurance industry is application fraud or first person mm-hmm. fraud or soft fraud. And that's really policyholders falsifying applications in order to get better rates.
Yep,
because right now people are struggling and, you know, their wallets are getting a little bit tighter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a natural thing. The other area that we're seeing an increase in fraud is logistics.
Yeah. Can you explain that one real quick? I mean, what's involved with logistics? Can you real quick?
To simplify logistics, it's shipping fraud.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
And if you think about it, when the pandemic started, we all started having boxes shipped to our houses. And I mean, and just look at in your own neighborhood right now, you've got trucks delivering boxes constantly.
Every day. Mm-hmm.
And so the fraudsters have jumped into that full force. People are creating spoof addresses. Pretend vendors are taking orders, taking money, but not shipping anything. So that's increased significantly year over year. It's not all bad news, though, because overall, the rate of fraud and digital fraud attempts has reduced internationally as well as in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like it's hit let's put insurance and logistics over here in the bad category, unfortunately, for now. I'm sure this is a roller coaster, but now the financial services sector that has dropped. I'm the number here, you may want to correct me here, but 22% from this time last year. Is that a correct number here?
It is. And, you know, financial services is usually probably the most savvy of all the market segments when it mm-hmm. comes to fraud. I mean, they're the first ones to adopt new technology. And, you know, you can see that, you know, their efforts is paying off. And, you know, it's going to continue, but we can't expect that the fraudsters aren't going to hit them again hard.
Right. Yeah, that's good. It's just a natural thing. I mean, especially during the pandemic and, you know, what happened during that time. So what do you attribute the drop to? Because it sounds like what you're kind of getting at is that, you know, all the precautions that we've been taking, all the measures that we've been taking to kind of keep those fraudsters at bay might be working. Is that a correct assumption?
I would say that, you know, the new technology that companies are using to stop fraud is working.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're taking advantage of big data, you know, with, you know, if you, all the rich data that's out there, you know, analyzing that data in an effort to stop fraud, we're doing that much better now through machine learning, artificial intelligence, human intelligence,
yeah.
You know, massive amounts of data. And like at TransUnion, the amount of data that we have and that we can analyze to stop fraud is significant. And we're doing a much better job of analyzing that data and making it actionable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's happening, you know, and it's not just in the U.S., it's globally.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm thinking, as you're talking too, I'm thinking that the more education, the more tools that we have to fight the fraudsters, the more savvy we get. And I'm talking about, you know, not only credit unions and banks, but the consumers as well. We're getting a bit more savvy here in kind of protecting ourselves, and credit unions and banks are getting more savvy in protecting their members and their institutions, right?
Yeah. And consumers are starting to realize that fraud is inevitable.
Oh yeah.
You know, I think 4 out of 10 people have recognized fraud, And whether it's account takeover fraud or shipping fraud or, you know, card not present fraud, you know, when they're ordering something online.
What is the most common fraud tactic right now? Is it phishing? Because I heard a lot about phishing the last few years. Is it still that, or is there something else that's kind of percolating to the top?
Well, there's a lot of areas. Like, people are intercepting one-time passwords. There's, again, the account takeover. There's online banking fraud. It's the full gamut.
Yeah.
And depending on the market segment, it can change. But consumers are getting more savvy. I always tell my family, just assume that you're going to get, you know, you're going to have that fraud hit you in your wallet at some point.
Yeah, exactly. And there's also ransomware from a year ago. This time last year, ransomware was going nuts right now. So it's still out there. So it's, now's not the time to rest on your laurels, so to speak. You know, keep that vigilance, you know, remain diligent here, right?
Yeah, we're going to see fraud next year that we don't even know about.
Oh,
and there's going to be something new that's going to come down the pike. And just like we're talking with insurance and shipping fraud or logistics fraud, something could be, you know, a macroeconomic event could steer fraud into a different area next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what can we do to maintain this good news and keep fraudsters at bay? Because it sounds like what we alluded to earlier, that the tools that are out there, the education that's out there, do we just keep that course, or are there other things that we can do to keep protect ourselves?
I think everybody should continue to innovate, and including vendors and also businesses, take advantage of all of the data that's available to us to fight this fraud. And again, analyzing that data with some of the techniques that we have today will allow us to get to make that rich data actionable to stop fraud.
Yeah.
So constantly be thinking about fraud. You know, 10 years ago, you'd walk into a company and you go to the IT shop and you say, "Where's the fraud team?" And they would say, "Who's the fraud team?" You know, now it's become common there are fraud folks in every organization. I remember when I first was starting out in the business, you know, it was the same thing with security. You go to an IT shop and it would be like, "Hey, where are the security guys?" Yeah, those are the guys that they are in the back office over there. That's the same with fraud. And the thing about fraud that's so interesting is it could be InfoSec, it could be a fraud department, a cards department, or it could be a line of business.
Yeah.
Every company handles fraud differently. And because every company has a different appetite for risk. So it's really very interesting.
I've even heard of, you know, chief security officers or chief fraud. I mean, obviously going to be like a chief fraud officer, that type of stuff. There's definitely that's how pervasive it is. You're dedicating a whole department to this stuff now. So, oh my gosh, really good stuff here. Anything else here to wrap up, Sean? Cause I mean, there's this report or this analysis for Q2 is loaded with information, but any final thoughts here?
Yeah, I would just like to reiterate the fact that overall, in general, fraud is going down.
Mm-hmm.
Although we've seen some massive growth in insurance fraud and shipping fraud, for the most part, we're doing okay.
Yeah.
And that's great because that allows us to focus on the good transactions that are happening. That allows us to let through as many, you know, so many more transactions and making their user experience that much better.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't want friction. We don't want people to bail on a transaction because they've found that it's been a little bit tougher to get it through. So I see that as a double positive. You know, we're stopping fraud, but we're also improving the customer experience.
Yeah.
And that's only going to get better as long as we continue to innovate.
Yeah. Well said. I think we're kind of almost finding that balance between convenience and security. I think we're almost there. We're kind of working our way to find that balance to where we have this great convenience where everything's super easy to use, and yet the security is spot on as well. So we're getting there step by step, it seems like.
Well, let's remain diligent because the bad guys are still getting, you know, better and better every day.
No doubt. Well said. All right, Sean, well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for your time today. Great information. And we'll put a link in the show notes so people can get to this report and get some more details and stuff. But yeah, this is great information here. So sounds like what we're doing is working.
Yes, it is. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate
All right, Sean.
You.
Yeah.